Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Coming up, we're going to speak to a member of the parliament in the UK. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has agreed to resign. You might have heard that today. That was after growing calls from lawmakers in his Conservative Party and some high-profile resignations from members of his cabinet. Johnson said he will step down once a new prime minister has been chosen. Outside 10 Downing Street, Johnson thanked the voters.
So I want to say to the millions of people who voted for us in 2019, many of them voting Conservative for the first time, thank you for that incredible mandate, the biggest Conservative majority since 1987, the biggest share of the vote since 1979. And the reason I have fought so hard in the last few days to continue to deliver that mandate in person was not just because I wanted to do so, but because I felt it was my job, my duty, my obligation to you to continue to do what we promised in 2019.
Steve Brine is a member of UK Parliament for Winchester, England. Steve, those people that voted for him and supported him in 2019, do you think that he has their support today?
Hi, Lisa. I think that the jury is out on that one. Some of them do, is the truth, and some of them no longer do. And, you know, members of Parliament, yeah, we're the ones who have ultimately said we don't have confidence in him as our leader, and that's why he's had to go. But, you know, we're merely reflections of what we're picking up in our individual districts and constituencies, and that's what we're picking up.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I just want to, so Steve, you have a connection with Steve?
Well, Steve Brine was a one-time intern here, and I pretty much taught him all he needed to do to lead politics in England. Don't you think that's true, sir?
Hey, Bertrand. Yeah, that's exactly how it was. that's literally how it was. I mean, I was a complete no-hoper until I met you.
No-hoper. Hey, okay, so listen. So the prime minister kicked you out of the party at one point because you voted against him. I think it was on the Brexit deal. You won election and found your way back in. But were you among those leading the call for his ouster, or how do you fit into all this, and how were you with him at the end?
Yeah, that kind of does make me sound like I was always against him. I mean, I guess I was never a supporter of him. You know, when he ran for the leadership, I was not on his team. And then we sort of fell out spectacularly after he became prime minister. And you're right in what you say happened. But, you know, I was more than prepared after he won the big mandate he did in 2019 to give him a chance. And, you know, he has been a very collegiate, centrist, liberal, small L liberal mayor of London. And, you know, I thought, well, he's won a big majority. You know, he can do that. Brexit is now done. I thought he could sort of pivot back to the centre and be that kind of prime minister. He chose not to be. You know, he chose to appoint people who only were part of his project, who only had supported Brexit, and that was very divisive and dare I say, a little bit Trumpian.
Well,
that was ultimately, Steve, you know, it was that, and then the fact that this Downing Street just seems unable to be straight with people, and the scandal over the last few weeks over, you know, an issue to do with impropriety and somebody accused of sexual misconduct, you know, they'd sort of not been truthful in what they knew about that. And we just came to the point where we just thought, you know, we can't carry on like this. We can't carry on like this because trust is a fundamental issue.
You know, it's interesting. I was going to make a joke about, we call it a cocktail party, you call it a drinks party and all of that. But as you were answering that, you know, his tenure ends because his party turned against him. You and many others, yeah, people who were high up in his government, turned against him. And that's something, sadly, that will never happen here. We don't have parties, I suspect on either side, where the the rest will turn on a leader and say it's time to go, as the Republicans did to Richard Nixon in the 70s. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it's a real strength of our system, to be honest. Although this time last night, it didn't look successful because he was basically saying, I'm not going to go. And then he sacked somebody who'd gone to tell him that it was time to go. And we thought, you know, this is going to get ugly. And but we don't have a presidential system. You know, his mandate in 2019 was not his mandate. It was the parliamentary, it was the Conservatives' mandate. And he's only the Prime Minister because he's the leader of the Conservative Party. And therefore, he can command a majority in the House of Commons, which is why once you lose that once you lose the support of the governing party, you can't be prime minister. And that is our ultimate, our check and balance doing its job. And that's exactly how it should be. Because otherwise, you face a situation where Her Majesty is drawn into it. And, you know, there was talk yesterday that, you know, he may decide to go for a dissolution of parliament and call an election, which he has to seek permission from Queen Elizabeth. And, you know, he would have put her in the most impossible position because she could have said no. And there would have been huge pressure for her to say no if he tried to do that. So, you know, we averted a constitutional crisis this morning here in the UK. I don't think it's too exaggeration to say that.
Are you expecting our supporting Ben Wallace to succeed him?
So Ben was never really thought of as being in that sphere at all. I mean, he's been a very strong defense secretary at a very, very difficult time, right? And he seemed to have had a good war. But I couldn't tell you what he thinks about anything domestically, and that's a problem. But if he's going to put his name forward and he's got the nominations to get on the ballot paper, then we'll have a hustings probably next week. And at that point, we'll ask him questions, basically.
Do you have a horse right now in the hunt here?
Yeah, sure. You just said the word. So, you know, last time I supported Jeremy Hunt, who was British Foreign Secretary and was runner-up to Boris Johnson last time, and he will put his name in the ring again, and I will support him if he stands. I think he'll be in a strong candidate. And it seems like a reasonably low bar, and, you know, you were in this position yourself with the Trump to Biden transition, is that what people want is integrity and honesty in the Prime Minister, because they have not felt they've had that. And it pains me to say it. You know, I may not have supported him, but I don't like the fact, I respect the office of Prime Minister greatly, as you respect the office of President, even when it's held by somebody you don't support. And I respect the office of Prime Minister greatly. I have a very professional relationship with Boris, and you know, I'm sad that it's come to this, because, you know, for him it's a personal tragedy. It's the job he always wanted. And he got it, and we had this big majority, and, you know, it's just really sad that we've come to this. But we have had to come to this, because it didn't matter what we do, there was no policy response we could do that would restore our fortune.
Well, he didn't.
The team captain was just not being listened to.
He did not leave on the zip line he arrived on.
This is true. and he didn't. You know, let's be clear, he did not want to leave. You know, he still hasn't left. He is still Prime Minister, and he will be for a while yet, while we choose a new leader of the party, and then that leader will have to go to the palace and ask the Queen will have to ask him or her to form a government, and the answer to that will be yes, Your Majesty, and then they will kiss hands, or he will kiss her hands, and then. Then he will come back and be Prime Minister.
I know that he was fined by police. He slammed in an investigator's report the government parties during the COVID restrictions that he imposed on everyone else that he did not pay attention to. Is there something else that's going to come out? You mentioned sexual improprieties of someone in his, in his circle. I mean, is there more to come out that he knows that he needed to step down today?
I don't know, because the way the British press work, I'm sure it's the same there, I don't know if it's the same there, is that, you know, when you are the hunted, they just constantly find one thing after another. I'm not sure it has the currency now, because he's going, but the honest truth is that the Partygate scandal, as it's called, you know, a piece of cake that got him the fine, it really is the least of the offences that we're talking about here. As with Nixon, you know, it wasn't the crime, it was the cover-up. And it's always the same with politicians. When you do something wrong, if you fess up to it, then actually people have respect for that. It's always the cover-up. And that happened over this this alleged sexual impropriety last week, which has really sort of brought things to a head. None of these things in isolation are the issue, but put them together and you have a situation where trust is gone. And once trust is gone in the parliamentary system, game over.
Lisa, I know we're late, but Steve, I want to ask you one question. Mayor Lightfoot's going to London next week, trying to bring back business from there to here. You know Chicago. You also know what the rest of England and Great Britain thinks of Chicago. So what's her chances?
Yeah. Who's coming to
Mayor Lightfoot? Mayor Lightfoot.
Oh, Mayor, yeah. Goodness. Well, I mean, we've got so much going on in London right now. The art scene is stronger than ever, and the tech business, the creative businesses in London are great, and I think there will be a lot of connections between those two things in the Windy City and London. And now I know that the mayor is coming next week, I shall make contact, and hopefully if the mayor is in the Houses of Parliament, maybe we can touch base.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. I really had no idea that you were an intern at this radio station. Now you're a member of Parliament.
He told me back then. He's right. You said back then that you will be a member of Parliament one day.
I did say that. I did say that.
And Lisa, I said it's not possible.
I'm so fond of you did say that too. I'm so fond of WGN, and I'm so fond of Chicago, and I was so sad to see what happened recently in your city, and I hope people are healing from that awful event. So my prayers are with you all.
Thank you for joining us. Steve Brine, a member of Parliament. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.